This is KUT, a group of parents, teachers, and people who live around Robert E. Lee Elementary School sent a formal message to the Austin School Board. Rename the school after someone who was not a prominent member of the Confederacy. KUT's Nathan Bernier explains.
Every public school in Texas has a campus advisory council, and the one for Robert E. Lee Elementary in Hyde Park voted unanimously yesterday to recommend the Austin School Board approve changing the school's name. Ryan Bates is a parent of students at Lee and co-chair of the council, and he says naming the school after a Confederate general was intended to be a political act when the school was opened in 1939, blocks away from the line that divided Austin's whites from its Black and Hispanic population.
Naming it for Robert E. Lee at the request of the Daughters of the Confederacy, in my view, was nothing other than putting a flag in the ground and saying, this is a community that's for whites only.
The vote by the Campus Advisory Council does not force the school district to do anything, but Austin School Board trustee Paul Saldana says the board changed its policy last year to make it easier for schools to be renamed. Now that community members have voted,
then it goes to the superintendent, he reviews that, and then he prepares an action item for the full board consideration and final vote. At the end of the day, the board has final authority on any potential school name changes.
No timeline yet on when that might happen. Three other Austin schools are named after Confederate figures. Earlier this month, the Houston School District voted to rename all four of its campuses that bear Confederate names. Nathan Bernier, KUT News.